So bringing it back to states is probably a more helpful way of looking at it than as individuals and their status, like whether they are a celestial or spiritual or natural level, heaven or one of the three deeper aspects of the hells. But if you think about it in terms of process and what we are able to affirm at this level of life, the principle still holds. So the principle is that as truths are worked into one's life, they become more and more infilled in terms of their application and use. And there's a simultaneous process, their opposites become more clearly seen, and the depths within those opposites can be seen as well. So the sort of standard default position I have in my own practice is that the proprium that I'm identified with is already in the deepest hell. And the fact that I often can't see that is the mercy of the Lord. But what is of the Lord in me has within it the highest to the lowest heaven as well. So where things sit so far as the idea of person goes is something we can't really determine. All we can do is work with what's presenting and leave the rest to the Lord. So the principle is that the more clearly the things of heaven are present with us, the more we will be able to discern the horror of those things of hell that are present within the mind. So that, to me, that's a more helpful way of working with these sorts of ideas. So in terms of the process as I experience it now, I can see how truths that I'm more familiar with through use and practice become expanded in terms of their capacity to reveal more regarding my state. And as what is of my proprium, as more of that is revealed, the more pernicious I see that it is. And it's not that it's getting worse. It has always been like that. What's happening is that I'm coming to see it as it is. And that's what brings about the separation. The separation between heaven and hell is not spatial. It's a cognitive separation due to the loves one is in, so that what is projected around oneself only reflects what is in accordance with that love. That's what draws the separation. So in Loga Praxis, we talk about the freeing is in the seeing. And what that means is that when you see an aspect of the proprium for what it truly is, and you're accepting of that truth, then it no longer has any power. It's broken. It's cast into its hell. That's what being cast into hell means. It's seen for what it is. And the only way we can see that is from the Word, from the Lord, by means of the Word. This is why this idea of the need for spiritual good to be in place, in order that divine good has a basis at that level of awareness that we dwell at, to settle and to, in a sense, engage us as of self, so that these things can be sorted out. So what we have in this story, so what's gone before is that we have these levels. There's been this ordering that's gone on, the bringing down of the brothers and Jacob and all of that. All of this is an ordering. And now what we have is a revealing or a manifesting of what is opposed. So you have Reuben, Simeon, and Levi in a different light. They're presented as the opposites because the opposites have always been there. It's just we haven't been in a condition of order whereby they can be revealed in a way whereby the process can move forward rather than destroying us. Just thinking about this dynamic of what it is we're identified with in the story. We can be identified with any element in any way, so it can have a positive and negative aspect to it. And we see that with the switch in Simeon and Levi's representation. So obviously in the text, it has to be laid out in a kind of systematic series way. But these are dynamic things. They're not fixed things. They are dynamic things, and they need to be seen more in terms of that spiral idea as opposed to, you know, something being done and dusted now and we move on. So what you have up to this chapter is everything being put in order, right down to the sensory corporeal level even. That's what it talked about in terms of the brothers coming down, Jacob coming down, all of that. It's all about the natural being put in order. And when that is established, then the opposite aspects can start to be revealed, the more pernicious elements, nefarious elements of the proprium. And that's what Simeon and Levi now take on. And you can't see them as something separated from Reuben. Reuben is faith in the understanding. And if that's where things stop, then this representation of Simeon and Levi manifest. So that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that it's just describing what the proprium is. There's no avoiding this description here regarding our proprium. It is what is being described here. And that's the difficulty, I think, that was alluded to in coming into a state of acceptance that this is what the proprium is. And the difficulty in accepting it comes from the fact that we're still buying into it. That's just how it is. And thank the Lord for the word whereby we can be gradually led out of our attachment to those things that are destructive of the spiritual life.